Good morning, this is Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Friday morning. We start off first this morning with local high school sports. I mentioned yesterday that the Kentucky High School Athletic Association would meet virtually to discuss guidelines going forward for the upcoming fall sports schedule. And there were several changes that came out of yesterday's meeting. First, the board voted to end their current dead period, which was already set to expire this weekend on May 31st. That paves the way for coaches and players to start gathering for meetings and additional non-workout activities, starting with the period of June 1st to the 14th. However, they'll have to be in groups of 10 or less. That includes coaches. But probably the biggest news that came out of yesterday's meeting was when the board voted to forego the association's usual dead period of June 26th to July 9th. That change was approved by a 13-5 vote of the Board of Control. Also, practices for those low-impact sports can resume on June 15th, though they have to follow state guidelines when it comes to social distancing and health and safety. Now, the high-contact sports can start their exercises and workouts on that same date of June 15th. And you can add another historical sporting event to the list of cancellations due to COVID-19. It was announced yesterday in a press conference that the Boston Marathon would be canceled for the first time in its 124-year history. Instead of being held in its traditional format, race organizers said that the event would be held virtually, with participants verifying online that they had run the 26.2 miles required in a six-hour period. And finally, on this day in sports history, back in 1980, Larry Bird of the Boston Celtics beat out Magic Johnson of the Los Angeles Lakers for the NBA Rookie of the Year. And that does it for your sports update on this Friday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.